RadioMD.com. On now, Health Radio. Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
If you're used to living your life a certain way, it's easy to want to hold on to control. However, we're finding out that holding on to control can actually be a negative thing. If you want to, you know, if you become attached to specific outcomes that you want to happen, and when they don't go the way you plan, sometimes it can be such a letdown. And is it true what they say about the best times of your life being unplanned? If you've got kids, you know that that really does happen. I am somebody, I'm admitting it now, I am a control freak, except when we go to Europe, things happen, break down on trips. Those I don't seem to feel that need, but I do sometimes in my regular life. Okay, I shouldn't use the word sometimes, but anyway, my guest is Lauren Stahl. She's a New York-based accountability coach and the founder of Sparkite. Sparkite is what here, users spark what they want to be held accountable to. She helps them make changes they desire. Welcome to the show, Lauren. Tell us a little bit about what that means, what they want to be held accountable to.
Sure. Well, thank you so much, Melanie. It is such an honor to be on your show today. I love everything that you're doing. So pretty much Sparkite, you spark what it is that you want to be held accountable to. So it could be to go to the gym. It could be to let go of control. It could be to be present, to meditate. The beauty is that you have full ownership and power over whatever it is that you want to spark and bring into your life. And what I help the users, the sparkers as I call them, do is to provide them that support, that encouragement, that sense of community to help them make their spark a reality. So we have people in 60 countries, 6 continents sparking from 14 years old up to 80 years old. There are really no boundaries there. You can really spark whatever it is that your heart desires to live the life that you truly want to live.
Why is wanting to be in control all the time bad for your health? Because I think sometimes it adds to that motivation. I understand sometimes it can be a letdown. It can be obnoxious to other people, except not in my case. It can be, you know, so why is that bad for our health?
Right. Well, you know, I think it's a blurry line a lot of the time. Being in control in some ways is a good thing. You know, it kind of gives you direction, gives you focus, it gives you like that added sense of motivation. But the issues arise when you're attaching yourself to a specific outcome. And when that outcome doesn't happen, that sense of disappointment, that sense of just being let down has the ability to take anyone, myself included, out of being present, out of having that belief, out of that hope. What I really find is that, you know, the only constant in life is change. I have to say that to myself often. I say that to my clients often as well. And by letting go of that control, letting go of that need to run the show, because the reality is you, me, all of us, we're one person in a world of 8 billion people. We can't run the show. Things are going to happen. Things are going to transpire.
That's true, but can we run our own little shows? Can we run our own little universe and our own little... Because I want you to give some ways to let, you know, go of control, and these are very short segments, but our own little worlds, our own little democracy within my house, I have to be in control of that, or I wouldn't be able to pay my bills. I feel at two ends of this topic because I understand that it's not good. I'm an exercise physiologist. I understand that stress, these things that come with it, but I also understand that there is a certain calmness to orderliness, and sometimes orderliness comes with that sense of control.
Completely. You know, you have the ability, just like all of us, to really have that orderliness, have that organization as to how you want things to transpire. But it's really letting go of the outcome, because you can't control what the other person is going to do, what the other person is going to say. You can certainly take control over your life and the actions that you have for yourself, but you can't take control over the way that another person is going to act. You know, if you tell your child, you tell your husband to clean the dishes, and you're attaching yourself to an outcome that they're going to do it and they don't end up doing it, to really, you know, let go of that and not, you know, they're their own person. You can do what you can do for yourself. You can put it out there to the world, to the universe, what it is that you want. But letting go of control really means letting go of what the other person is going to do, how they're going to respond, how they're going to act, or how they're going to react. because holding on to the way that you want them to do all of that can really, again, take you out of being present and getting on to the next thing that you need to do or need to accomplish.
Well, let's go over some of those quickly. We've got about 3 or 4 minutes left, and it's interesting that you say in living in the moment, because I have this friend who always is against us taking pictures all the time, because he says, live in the moment, be in the moment, stop taking pictures of it, you know, just remember it. And so I kind of, you know, that doesn't always work, because then you forget things. So give us a few tips here to living in the moment and letting go of that control.
Right. So there are, you know, one that I really find helpful and that I use with a lot of my clients is using imagery, okay? So when you notice yourself in the control mindset and wanting a certain person to do something and really obsessing and focusing on that, imagine yourself trying to climb the steepest mountain there is. Think about the amount of time, energy, headspace that's consumed by trying to climb that mountain. That's really what control is. So by embracing freedom and letting go, you will not have that need to climb this mountain anymore. And you can open this space for just allowing things to evolve and transpire as they're supposed to. Another thing that I find really helpful is writing down a fear list. So control oftentimes is rooted in fear. So when we try to control things because we're scared about what might happen if we don't, the thing to remember is that fear is an illusion. It's false evidence appearing real. So when you're in that control mindset, it's an opportunity for you to ask yourself, what am I really afraid of? And another one, and I think we're running low on time here, is, this will be the last one, is right.
Well, you have about 2.5 minutes, so you can get two more in.
All right, so I'll keep on going. Good. So the next one is write down what presence means to you. So presence conquers all. With presence, you have the ability to really embrace gratitude. And with gratitude, there is trust, there's faith, there is just this ability to believe that you will be taken care of. So this triumphs fear, and this triumphs that need to just run the show and be in control. You know, this goes along with embracing trust, because trust means belief. And belief means that you honor and respect yourself. So this is where your self-worth really comes in, and you don't need to control so much anymore, because you believe in yourself. You have... You know, by doing esteemable acts, we build that self-esteem. And, you know, a big esteemable act is, yes, doing and having organization as to what needs to be done, but then allowing for the other person or the outcome to just happen as it's intended to happen, taking you out of the picture.
If we're embracing trust, are we trusting ourselves or are we trusting other people? If we're trying to control the situation... And then we have to put our trust in other people, and maybe those people will let us down, or maybe, you know, something along those lines.
Exactly. You know, you're embracing, the trust is doing what feels most authentic to you, acting in a way that feels most authentic to you. That's where the trust really lies, because that's building that self-esteem, that sense of self. And then, and embracing trust, again, and I continue to say this because it's so important, is letting go of what the outcome is, trusting that the other person is going to act in a way that is most authentic to them. And if they don't, well, then it's not supposed to happen. And that's really, you know, there are no coincidences. Everything is supposed to happen as it's intended to. And the way that another person acts, responds, reacts, has nothing to do with you. All too often, we take things way too personally. The way that another person acts has to do with them, has to do with their perception, has to do with their lens of life.
And Lauren, so we're out of time now, but people can see more about you and letting go of this control at sparkite.com. That's sparkite.com. And, you know, maybe we all need to let loose a little bit. Maybe we don't need to control every single thing. Thank you so much for being with us. You're listening to Health Radio right here on Radio MD. Listen anytime on demand or on the go. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening. Stay well.